Let's get a look at the markets right now as traders figure out an attack plan after that very hot consumer price index report out earlier this morning. Seeing the major indices hanging in there, all things considered here. S&P 500 in the green, the Dow in the green, NASDAQ also doing well as well. But I do want to head over to Yahoo Finance's Emily McCormick, who is digging into the latest consumer confidence report that just hit the wires. Emily, what do you have for us?
Well, Brian, the University of Michigan's preliminary December Surveys of Consumers Index just crossed the tape here at 10 a.m. Eastern. It came in slightly higher than expected at a reading of 70.4. Now, consensus economists were expecting a print of 68.0, or just a tick above November's decade low of 67.4. Now, sub-indexes tracking consumers' assessments of current conditions as well as future expectations also both increased more than expected in early December. And elsewhere in the report, also want to highlight that consumers' one-year inflation expectations came in unchanged compared to November at 4.9%. Now, taking a look here at some context about what might have been driving this increase here, do want to point out some commentary from Surveys of Consumers chief economist Richard Curtin, who wrote in this morning's release, quote, sentiment posted a small overall gain in early December, plus 4.5%, although it was still nearly identical to the average reading in the prior 4 months at 70.6. The most interesting result was the large disparity between monthly gain among households with incomes in the lower third at an increase of 23.6% of the income distribution compared with the modest losses among households in the middle and top third. So both of those, again, both posting losses in those income percentiles here. Now, one other thing that I want to point out that Richard Curtin noted in this statement as well is that, quote, when directly asked whether inflation or employment was the most serious problem facing the nation, 76% selected inflation, while just 21% selected unemployment. The balance reported the problems were equal or they couldn't choose. So again, guys, the University of Michigan Surveys of Consumers for December is, of course, coming an hour and a half after we got that hot inflation print out from the BLS on the Consumer Price Index. So clearly here, consumers are making note of the increases of inflation, although even despite this, we did see a tick higher in their reported sentiment. So some really interesting economic data we're getting out here this morning. And again, a better than expected print from the University of Michigan, guys.
All right. Thanks so much, Emily.